This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It is Wednesday, January 25th, and this is People Every Day. Hey, you guys, congrats on making it halfway through the week. We have a lot of celebrity baby news to get to. Seriously, I don't know what is in the water in Hollywood, but it seems like everyone had a baby this week. Also, we are ahead of the game, kicking off our Black History Month coverage with this week's cover story featuring Grammy Award-winning and absolute legend, Mary J. Blige. I honestly cannot wait to talk all things Mary J. I love her. But first, let's catch you up on what else has been swirling around out there in the world. Actor Julian Sands is still missing since he went hiking on California's deadly Mount Baldy back on January 13th. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department shared that authorities are still using ground and air search rescue efforts to locate Sands and told the press, as of this time, Mr. Sands has not been found and no evidence of his current location has been discovered. The search will continue, weather and ground conditions permitting. Sands' brother, Nick, has commented publicly that he's losing hope that his brother is still alive, saying, quote, he has not yet been declared missing, presumed dead, but I know in my heart that he has gone. But he went on to add, however, sibling rivalry being what it is, it would be just like him to walk out of there and prove me wrong. Mount Baldy is a treacherous hike. Just in the past few weeks, over a dozen other hikers have gone missing. While things are looking bleak for Sands, yesterday authorities shared that they did find 75-year-old Jin Chung, another hiker who went missing on the mountain. The LA resident suffered some weather-related injuries and a leg injury, but was able to walk out with some help from a rescue team. We will continue to keep Sands and his family in our thoughts and keep you updated on any new developments. Moving on to another story we've been following on this show, it has been about 17 months since Maggie Murdaugh and her son Paul were found murdered at their family hunting lodge in South Carolina. The jury selection for the husband and father of two, former attorney and prime suspect Alex Murdaugh, is underway. Murdaugh was charged with two counts of murder and two counts of possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime. The disgraced lawyer was already being held in jail on a host of financial charges that also got him disbarred. He has pled not guilty to all charges. As you may recall, Alex and his wife, Maggie, reportedly hit a rough patch in their marriage when Alex allegedly reached out to Maggie, asking her to meet at their family hunting estate. According to a law enforcement source, Alex told his wife that his father was in dire health and that she needed to see him before he died. Maggie reluctantly agreed to meet Alex at their estate to follow him to the hospital. She allegedly messaged a friend saying that something about her husband's behavior felt, quote, fishy, and said she thought, quote, he's up to something. Once selected, jurors will be shown a new piece of evidence, a Snapchat video Paul sent to several friends at 7:56 p.m. the night he and his mother were killed. Prosecutors say the video is an important piece of their case and ask the court to require a representative from Snapchat to testify at the trial. Lawyers for Murdaugh declined to comment to People, but you can head to People.com as the trial gets underway for our continued coverage. And now it's time to leave your situations at the door and follow me into the world of Mary J. Blige. This week's cover story is here, and it is celebrating the beginning of Black History Month. In the last year alone, our cover star received 6 Grammy nominations for her album, Good Morning Gorgeous. She was named as the Billboard Music Awards icon and celebrated her Emmy-winning performance for her 2022 Super Bowl halftime performance. If you have not guessed it yet, I am talking about the Black Girl Magic Queen herself, Mary J. Blige. Joining me now to talk all about Mary J. and the rest of our Black History Month stories is People's executive editor, Jeremy Helliger. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Janine.
Well, in the cover story, it sounds like she has stopped doubting herself, stopped saying that she does not deserve all the accolades she is receiving, and is just really humbly embracing it. We've heard so much about her struggles, but she is just in a good space, right?
Yeah, Mary is empowered and really embracing her success in a way she hasn't in the past. She has season 3 of her Star series, Power Book Two Ghost, coming back on March 17th. And she has the Grammy nominations. She's also working on a children's book. She's been in the game for more than 30 years now, and she's still receiving these major accolades. An album of the year and record of the year Grammy nomination. She has been known as the queen of hip-hop soul for years. And she kind of says, she talks about how she's only getting credit for that now, but in the past, she never really thought of herself as that. She said, being the trailblazer ahead of that whole movement, I honestly can say back then that I didn't know what I was doing. I was just making music. I feel like I'm getting the credit that I deserve now. But for a while, people were just passing by me. I don't blame anyone. I was passing by myself, she says.
And I love how Mary says she is just happy now. She started routines in her life, especially in the morning, which inspired the name of her album, Good Morning Gorgeous. She was open about how she makes self-love a priority now.
I'm understanding how to continue to develop that self-love. It doesn't come from a material thing or accolade. The biggest accolade is the self-love and being able to see myself out of a material thing, but see myself in the morning when there's no makeup, when there's no, you know, nomination for an award, but just me, God, and life.
So can you tell us about that routine and how that album namesake came along?
What I love about that album title is she's not talking to a lover, she's talking to herself. And she said that even before she gave the album that name, she had a morning routine where every morning she wakes up, she looks in the mirror, and she says to herself, good morning, gorgeous. And she says, sometimes my eyes are all closed up, but I strain to see myself. It's not about the vanity of it. It's about how we're strengthened. No one can love me like me. She also talks a little bit more about this daily ritual. And she says that it's a form of meditation. I do it in my prayer time. There's no makeup, no nominations for an award. It's just me and God. And the beauty of being able to say, I appreciate my life. You know, she's gone through so much. She's gone through substance abuse and heartbreak and recovering from both. And now she's turned another corner and she says, Mary J. Blige is happy, happy with herself and happy with her life. And she also is now focused on herself.
We root for Mary J. like no other, right, Jeremy?
Yes,
like she
yes.
is just one of those people you want to see happy. And I'm so excited for that and that she is on our cover. But there is so much else going on in this issue that I'm excited about. And for Black History Month, people asked some of today's top stars which groundbreaking Black icon changed their lives. Who are some of the stars who shared who their person was?
For this issue, I wanted to give these groundbreaking icons their flowers while they're still here. So we have her paying tribute to Alicia Keys, Cheryl Lee Ralph talking about Harry Belafonte, who is also the godfather to her daughter. We have John Legend talking about Stevie Wonder and Quincy Jones, Audra McDonald talking about Angela Bassett, and so many more. On a personal level, I would say that the living legend that changed my life is probably Barack Obama. I remember when he was elected, I was living in Argentina, and all of the newspapers there in Spanish were announcing that he had won. And I remember walking down the streets of Buenos Aires, just feeling so proud. I felt so proud as an American, so proud as a Black American, because I honestly never thought that in my lifetime we would see a Black president.
Jeremy, thank you so, so much. You guys, for these stories and so many more all month of February, go to people.com and get the latest on this issue on stands this Friday. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Sure, you're welcome.
Even though we are just 1 month into 2023, it has already been a year that is serving up some looks, honey. Coming up, we are joined by our in-house fashionista, Andrea Laventhal, as she takes us into some new style and beauty trends we can expect to see and shop this year. But first, we have to get into this 2023 celebrity baby boom. After the break, we'll take you through the baby news that's been bursting out of Hollywood this week. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are back, and it is time for some celebrity baby talk. Reality star, singer, and fashion icon Paris Hilton is a mom, you guys. People can confirm that Hilton and her husband, Carter Ream, recently welcomed a baby boy via surrogate. The hotel heiress told People exclusively, "It's always been my dream to be a mother, and I'm so happy that Carter and I found each other. We are so excited to start our family together, and our hearts are exploding with love for our baby boy." Yesterday, the Simple Life star shared the news on Instagram, featuring close-up photos of her son gripping her thumb and a caption that read, "You are already loved beyond words." I can only imagine how glamorous that nursery must be. And moving on from hotel royalty to English royalty, Princess Eugenie and her husband, Jack Brooksbank, are expecting their second child. The two welcomed a son, August Philip Wake, back in October of 2018. Eugenie's mother, Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, shared her excitement on social media. Fergie, as she's commonly referred to, shared a photo of her grandson, August, playing in a puddle with a caption that read, "You will be sharing puddles, Augie." Superb news. Granny heaven. So deeply grateful. Gotta love that grandma energy. And Shamar Moore is officially a dad. A rep for the SWAT actor and his model girlfriend, Jesiree Dazon, exclusively told People, Shamar Moore and his partner, Jesiree Dazon, are happy to announce the birth of their baby girl. The family is very happy and healthy. While Dazon has two other children from previous relationships, this makes a first-time father out of 52-year-old Moore. The longtime actor only recently revealed earlier this month that he was a father-to-be while on the Jennifer Hudson show. Congrats to them. And last but not least, model Chrissy Teigen shared the first close-up photo of her daughter, Esty. Yesterday, the cookbook author posted a photo of her newborn to Instagram, showing her baby girl lying in her arms, asleep in a gray blanket, and captioned the sweet candid, "Look at you out here looking like a baby." This marks her third child with her EGOT husband, John Legend. Teigen has been very open with fans and followers regarding her journey as a mother. She spoke candidly before about losing a pregnancy and revealed that she is still healing from giving birth to Esty. In recent days, she's shared on social media that she has to, quote, bandage together her wounds after giving birth and jokingly said, "I am learning you still need diapers with a C-section." So many babies, so many growing families. Congrats to all of them. Well, we are just a few weeks into 2023, and I am ready to talk about new beauty needs for the year. Tell me what the latest trends are, please. I need to know. Luckily, we have someone on hand that is as stylish as ever and is here to give us all the beauty tips I know you all want to know. And maybe we can get her to chat about some of the wild looks we have been seeing at Paris Fashion Week. Please welcome back to the show People's Style and Beauty Director, Andrea Laventhal, who seems to have a new accessory of her own. Hey, Andrea, it's so good to see you.
I'm wearing the hottest accessory for 2023. Well, since you called it, I mean, yeah, I have an engagement ring, Janine.
Yes, yes, yes. She's engaged, you guys. I wanted her to say it. She's being so shy about it. And her ring looks beautiful. Go to her Instagram. It's amazing. That is the first accessory we're going to talk about today, but let's move on.
Love it. Thank you.
There is this trend I want to talk to you about. It's one we've been seeing a lot on celebs, from Sydney Sweeney to Julianne Moore, you name it. Hair bows.
So I call it hair bows for grownups, very literal, the trend. But it started on the Chanel Haute Couture runway. We saw these models come out wearing black, very elegant hair bows. Then the celebrities started doing it at the film festivals. Penelope Cruz, you said Julianne Moore, Sydney Sweeney. And sometimes it was like a long, thin ribbon. Sometimes it was a bigger black bow, but the vibe was the same. It's like, let's dress up. Let's put a bow on our hair. Let's take a boring ponytail and zhuzh it up. And it surprisingly works.
Let's talk about hairstyling. You know the deal, Andrea. You're a mom. You know the rush. So enter Chris Appleton, J-Lo and Kim K's hairstylist. He's got this new hair hack.
Right. So in addition to product discovery, TikTok has also been just all about the hacks, okay? TikTok enthusiasts love a beauty hack. And Chris Appleton shared his messy bun trick. It's great for long, thick hair. So you create two loops on top of your head, like two kind of buns with the tail sticking out. And then you cross them over. You take the pieces that are left out, you sort of wrap it around the base, you pin it in, and it's messy, but it looks like that cool, effortless, but like not messy, messy. It's not like a mom's scrunchy bun.
It's like, I don't care. I woke up like this, but I'm perfect.
Exactly. Yeah. And like all these girls on TikTok have been recreating it. And we tried it here with one of our staffers with long, thick hair, and it looked awesome.
Let's talk moisturizer. It's winter. Dry skin is very much a thing this time of year for me personally. And I know I speak for many when I say I need just a moisturizer that does the trick, but doesn't break the bank. So what do you got for us?
TikTokers love discovering affordable skincare and then sharing it. And then it goes bonkers viral. That was the case with Bubble Skincare's Slam Dunk Moisturizer. I tried the moisturizer. It's a great hydrator. It has aloe vera. It's very soothing. It's lightweight, but it's $16. It's a great moisturizer. It's affordable. And, you know, take for me, who's in her 40s and not 12, who doesn't have as much collagen as the girl who reviewed it.
Well, what about makeup? I don't know about you, but I'm always in need of a good eyeliner that doesn't smudge and that lasts and all of that, but also that can come off.
Yeah, the Maybelline Tattoo Studio Liquid Liner. I am not a big liquid liner person, but this one has an ultra fine point. It's like calligraphy, and it makes it so much easier to glide right across your lash line and then do like the perfect little flick. And if you see on the red carpet, all of these celebs are doing very exaggerated winged liner is back. So this is a great product and it's very affordable to go get that look, draw it yourself. And then whenever you want to take off something that's a long wear, I always recommend look for an oil-based eye makeup remover. If you're scrubbing, it's not strong enough and you want to put a cotton pad and let it sit for a second. Don't rub. This is your eyes, people, where the wrinkles happen.
Well, before I let you go, we have to talk about Paris Fashion Week. Doja Cat. She covered herself in 30,000 Swarovski crystals for an epic all red look at the Schiaparelli Haute Couture show. And then Kylie Jenner wore a dramatic lion head at that same show that has everyone talking. I know you've seen the looks and I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay, the Doja Cat one is bonkers in the best way. You're not just like leaning into fashion. You're like going off the cliff, which is what we appreciate. Like Paris Fashion Week is so already like elevated high fashion. And then you're going into a haute couture show. How do you stand out from the runway? I think she figured it out.
It was the crystals inside her earlobes for me. I was like, wait, what?
That gave me like the heebie-jeebies. As someone who's had to take her son to a ear specialist to get a Lego removed from the inside of his ear canal,
no!
I was very uncomfortable with her putting it in her ears, but I love her commitment to the look.
Oh my God. And what about Kylie and Mufasa?
So it's hysterical because it's like, Doja, you don't think like anybody could divert attention from the girl covered in red crystals. And then Kylie's like, I see your red crystal body and I raise you a what looks like a real lion draped over my chest. You had to do not just like a double take, a triple take. And what's such a flex is that it the same look then debuted on the runway. She wore it first. Technically. So crazy.
A flex. Beauty, style, fashion shows, three of my favorite things. And you are one of my favorite people, Andrea. It's always so good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
Well, Valentine's Day is only a few short weeks away, which is why I thought this last love story was a perfect way to end the show. You know and love Jason Segel from shows like How I Met Your Mother and films like Forgetting Sarah Marshall and I Love You, Man. And yesterday he was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and talked about a meet cute he had at an ice cream shop right before the start of the pandemic, where he kind of fell for this woman.
Like a really kind-faced, like, attractive woman who's serving ice cream. And she said really nice stuff to me about like, How I Met Your Mother and I love these movies and got me through a tough time. And then she gave me my ice cream on a cone. And then she said, never forget the joy you bring to the world. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He said it felt like a real rom-com with Tom Hanks kind of moment. So then a few days later, everyone went into lockdown, but the ice cream shop stayed open for delivery.
And so every once in a while, when I needed that feeling of connection, I would order the ice cream and it would arrive in a bag. And the first time it arrived, she had handwritten on the bag, never forget the joy you bring to the world. I'm like, oh,
wow.
I started to see my new life. With this wonderful
with
person.
Ice cream lady, yeah.
So then, you know, he rides out the pandemic. And when lockdown ended, he went back to the ice cream shop.
I went to go kind of make good on this meet cute. And as I'm walking up, I see someone coming out of the store with a bag of ice cream. And on the bag, it said, never forget the joy you bring to the world. And it turns out it's just their slogan.
See? Even celebrities get caught up having watched too many rom-coms. I hope Jason Segel falling for a slogan was a little something to make you smile. And on that note, that's our show for today. Thanks for letting me join you once again. I'll talk to you all tomorrow back here on People Every Day.